This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that temporary suspension of Operation Sindoor is not a conclusion, as India will continue to assess Pakistan's every move in the coming days to ensure that its future actions align with its commitments. Addressing the nation via video conference yesterday evening, the Prime Minister said that within the first 3 days of launch of Operation Sindoor, Pakistan suffered destruction far beyond his expectations. Mr. Modi mentioned that following India's aggressive countermeasures, Pakistan began seeking ways to de-escalate, appealing to the global community for relief from rising tensions.
Operation Sindoor, Nyay ki akhand pratigya hai. Puri duniya ne is pratigya ko parinam mein badalte dekha. Bharat ki senaon ne Pakistan mein aatank ke thikano par unke training centers par satik prahar kiya. Aatankiyon ne sapne mein bhi nahi socha tha ki Bharat itna bada faisla le sakta hai. Lekin jab desh ekjut hota hai, rashtra sarvopari hota hai, to fauladi faisle liye jate hain.
The Prime Minister revealed that after suffering severe losses, Pakistan's military reached out to India's Director General Military Operations, DGMO, on 10th of May. Mr. Modi noted that Pakistan, in its appeal, assured that it would cease all terrorist activities and military aggression against India. Prime Minister Modi emphasized that Operation Sindoor is not just a name, but a reflection of the emotions of millions of Indians. He described the operation as an unwavering pledge to justice, underscoring that unity is India's greatest strength in the fight against all forms of terrorism. The Prime Minister reaffirmed that while this era is not one of war, it cannot be one of terrorism either. He emphasized that zero tolerance against terrorism is the guarantee of a better and safer world.
हर प्रकार के आतंकवाद के खिलाफ हम सभी का एकजुट रहना हमारी एकता हमारी सबसे बड़ी शक्ति है निश्चित तौर पर ये युग युद्ध का नहीं है लेकिन ये युग आतंकवाद का भी नहीं है टेररिज्म के खिलाफ जीरो टॉलरेंस ये एक बेहतर दुनिया की गारंटी है.
The Prime Minister outlined three key pillars of India's security doctrine, and the first pillar is a decisive retaliation.
Pehla, Bharat par aatanki hamla hua, to muh tod jawab diya jayega. Hum apne tarike se, apni sharton par jawab dekar rahenge. हर उस जगह जाकर कठोर कार्रवाई करेंगे जहां से आतंकी जड़ें निकलती हैं. दूसरा, कोई भी न्यूक्लियर ब्लैकमेल भारत नहीं सहेगा. न्यूक्लियर ब्लैकमेल की आड़ में पनप रहे आतंकी ठिकानों पर भारत सटीक और निर्णायक प्रहार करेगा. तीसरा, हम आतंक की सरपरस्त सरकार और आतंक के आकाओं को अलग अलग नहीं देखेंगे. ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दौरान दुनिया ने पाकिस्तान का वो घिनौना सच फिर देखा है जब मारे गए आतंकियों को विदाई देने पाकिस्तानी सेना के बड़े बड़े अफसर उमड़ पड़े.
Mr. Modi sent the firm message to the world that any discussions with Pakistan will focus solely on terrorism and any negotiations with Pakistan will center around Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, POK.
अगर पाकिस्तान से बात होगी तो टेररिज्म पर ही होगी. अगर पाकिस्तान से बात होगी तो पाक ऑक्यूपाइड कश्मीर पीओके उस पर ही होगी. भारत का मत एकदम स्पष्ट है. टेरर और टॉक एक साथ नहीं हो सकते. टेरर और ट्रेड एक साथ नहीं चल सकते.
Director General Air Operations, Air Marshal A.K. Bharti, has stressed that India's fight was with the terrorists and their support infrastructure and not with the Pakistan military. He said it is a pity that the Pakistan military chose to intervene and bat for the terrorists, which compelled Indian armed forces to respond in kind.
We also iterated that our fight was with terrorists and their support infrastructure and not with Pakistan military. However, it is a pity that the Pakistan military chose to intervene and bat for the terrorist, which compelled us to respond in kind.
Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday on Operation Sindoor, Air Marshal Bharti gave details about how Indian forces minimized damage to both civilian and military infrastructure of the country during Operation Sindoor. Speaking about the results achieved in countering the enemy threat over the last week, Air Marshal Bharti said Pakistan's PL-15 missile of Chinese origin missed target and loiter munitions and unmanned aerial systems were brought down.
We have talked about the loiter munitions and the unmanned aerial systems, and here are some of the glimpses of those systems which we have brought down. To your right, with the right undercarriage or the wheel, you can see is the Yiha system, which is of Chinese origin with Pakistan. You can see some quadcopters and you can see one odd Sonka drone hanging by the wire. All these have been brought down by our trained crew and air defense systems.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has saluted the unparalleled valour of Indian Armed Forces and called them the shield of the country and destroyer of its enemies. In a social media post, Mr. Shah congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his exemplary leadership in delivering justice to the departed souls of Pahalgam terror attack. He added that Mr. Modi has always proven that no enemy of the country can go unpunished. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar also praised Prime Minister's address to the nation and called it inspirational. Union Minister and BJP Chief Jagat Prakash Nadda has also lauded Prime Minister Narendra Modi's address to the nation and said that it reflects country's unwavering commitment against Pakistan and terrorism. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said that under Operation Sindoor, the Prime Minister has once again warned Pakistan while referring to the valour of Indian armed forces. In Jammu and Kashmir, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha visited shelter and lodgement centre in Jammu and met the families who have been affected due to the cross-border shelling from Pakistan. He reaffirmed the commitment of the Government of India and the UT administration to ensuring their safety and security. Chief Minister Omar Abdullah undertook a tour of Poonch district to assess the ground situation in the aftermath of the recent cross-border shelling. The J&K government has decided to reopen schools and colleges in non-border districts of Jammu as well as Kashmir divisions from today. Education Minister Sakina Itu informed this in a social media post yesterday. This decision was taken after comprehensive review of the ground situation in the aftermath of recent cross-border shelling incidents. However, the educational institutions in border areas will remain closed as a precautionary measure for safety of students as well as staff. India's strong and measured response against terrorism has received wide international support. The global community, including UK, Russia, US, Israel, France, UAE, Iran, Qatar and the European Union, has expressed solidarity with India after the terror attack. India has rebutted US President Donald Trump's claim that he stopped the impending conflict between India and Pakistan by saying that he was going to do a lot of trade with the two countries. External Affairs Ministry sources said there was no reference to trade in the discussions between US Vice President J.D. Vance and Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the 9th of May. Sources said that after Operation Sindoor commenced, US Secretary of State Marco Rubio also spoke to External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar on the 8th and 10th of May and to NSA Ajit Dobhal on 10th of May. They said there was no reference to trade in any of these discussions. The BJP will organise an 11-day long Tiranga Yatra across the country from today following the success of Operation Sindoor. It has been organised as part of the BJP's outreach to people about the Modi government's determined leadership and the valour of armed forces. The campaign, which will continue till the 23rd of this month, will also involve prominent members of the society, ex-servicemen and social workers. And that is the end of this news bulletin.